What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It is Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're hanging out at SEC Media Days. Florida Gator fans, stand up. We're about to have a chat with our man, Caleb Banks, Florida defensive lineman. And by the way, I saw your shoes, man. And
appreciate it.
Pretty dope.
Can you
describe to our audience real quick?
I got the I don't got them on, but I had the Cartier glasses on, you know, representing Detroit. And then I got my Cartier watch. I got my LV bracelets. And I got my Christian Dior tie. I got a Christian Dior belt, matching Christian Dior shoes. So yeah,
knew I should have went to Florida.
I was gonna say, I'm gonna call
Come on,
this
now Florida. I'm trying. Yeah. I'm trying to tell
name,
you.
Know, image, likeness. Hey man, and I'm liking your image. Congratulations on that,
it.
Man.
Thank you.
One of the storylines this year is, you know, times are tough for Coach Napier, and you guys really pulled it together because a lot of folks, I know it was looking a little shaky. You guys really had the toughest schedule in college.
Yeah.
Talk about last year.
You know, it was a hard year. You know, but we ended up successful. You know, we came together towards the end. You know, we kind of had to understand that, like, you know, this is the standard. This is what we need to do, you know, to go forward, to successfully forward, you know. So, yep.
What was the turning point, Caleb? Seriously, what was the turning point? Coach Napier was speaking today, and he was asked that question, like, okay, what happened? What clicked?
Yeah.
What was it?
I didn't hear what he said, but
Just talking about from a coaching standpoint. Mm-hmm. But he said you guys responded. Inside the locker room. I'm curious.
So we had a few bye weeks. One of the bye weeks, the first bye week, we kind of had an understanding, like, you know, like those first few games, that's not us. That's not what we do. That's not how we play football. That's not Florida. That's not Florida. The Florida Gators. You know, so we had to understand. We came together. We understood each other, how we felt about the situation. You know, everybody got on the same page, and we went out there and we dominated.
Yeah, remember the Miami game was when it kind of had Florida fans freaking out, but then they put some stacking some wins and really finished strong with a four-game win streak, including the bowl game against Tulane. Talk about DJ Lagway. I think a lot of Dog fans were kind of happy he was a little banged up in that cocktail party.
Yeah.
He looks like he's the real deal.
Now DJ Lagway, he's a guy, man. He got all the tools to be successful in the future and currently right now. You know, he understands the game. He's a very good teammate, too. You know, he understands his teammates. You know, he's just a great guy overall.
Yeah, high expectations for DJ. High expectations for you guys with the way that you did finish the season. Guys, we're talking with Caleb Banks here, Florida defensive lineman, live at SEC Media Days. So my question is, Detroit City.
Yeah. Motown, man.
What makes a dude from Detroit want to go down to Florida to Gainesville?
Cartier watches?
Something like that, man.
Come on, man. You're Big Ten, right? Everybody's talking about the Big Ten.
Yeah. But you was going to go to Arizona State initially.
Yeah, I was.
What's the story?
I don't know, man. I always wanted to get away. You know, I love my city, like, for me, all the way down. But I just always was the guy that wanted to get away. I wanted to see something different. I wanted to experience something different in life. So that's mainly it.
Well, how's that experience been?
Amazing.
Really?
Right.
What?
Yeah, I mean, again.
Look at this.
I ain't even got no jury today. I'm going to go professional.
All right, since we're approaching the subject of your earnings.
Wait. Yeah. We got to tell our listeners.
Yeah, show up.
He looked at me and it went, "It's going great." Then he pointed to his watch. That's awesome.
No, what's your whip? What do you got for in the garage?
Oh, man. I got a Trackhawk and an AMG.
I'm sorry? Did you? Wait. I got to talk to Greg Sankey about this. This NIL is off the charts right now.
Oh, my God.
It's just hard work, man.
Yeah, man. Just cruising through Gainesville in his AMG. But, no, man, one thing is again, we're talking to Caleb Banks, because from the broadcasting standpoint, we get a chance to talk to you guys, and we try to – while we're covering you guys, what makes a guy go here or there? How much of it is coaching, or is it the cash? Or is it the balance of doing – like, by the way, make as much as you can. We've always lobbied for that.
Sure.
Take care of your family if you
absolutely
can. But how do you balance out I know the goal is obviously the NFL.
Yeah.
So how do you balance making some money in the short term but the long-term goal?
Yeah, no, you know, it's really hard, too, when it comes to recruiting. You know, we try to get a lot of guys, but most of the guys kind of just come in for money, and that's not us. That's not what we go for. You know, we don't really want those type of guys on our team. You know, the guys we have now, like, they're grateful for what they get, you know, whatever they get. We don't speak about that, but
for
you know,
sure.
It's very hard, though. Like, most of the guys kind of nowadays are just going for money. And I tell the recruits, too, like, that's not what it's all about. Like, you want to be a part of a family. You want to be a part of, like, somewhere that's they're going to accept you, not just give you money and just have you sit on the bench, because most of the guys are doing that nowadays. So,
yeah, it becomes quid pro quo, right?
Yeah.
Transactional.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very shallow.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So what is the culture at Florida? If I asked you, what's the culture? Because everybody talks about culture, right? All these winning programs want to talk about culture. And then, you know, everybody says the teams that don't have it, you know, those are not the winning programs. I think Billy Napier has installed and instilled in you guys a culture. Yeah. What is it?
Yeah, it's just the brotherhood. You know, like, we treat everybody the same. Everybody's a family, even to the janitors, from the janitors to the coaches. Hey, Billy Napier, like, we treat everybody the same. Everybody gets the same exact love. We greet everybody the same. We don't treat nobody, no matter what position they're in, under, below that, or anything like that. So it's a family, it's a brotherhood throughout everybody in the entire building and outside.
Well, hey, man, best of luck. I'm telling you, Carl, once again, describe. We've got the watch is tight.
Yes, I don't know. We don't know the name of it, but I just said I want the black one. They got me a little one with the black.
You know what? That's what I'm talking about. Brother walked in and went, "I don't know the name of that one, but I want one of those."
Yeah. I mean, this was that line from Glenn Gary, Glenn Ross. My watch costs more than your car.
That's right. That's right.
Hey, man, look at this dude.
Hey, congratulations on the success.
I really appreciate it.
Good luck this year, man. I know you guys have big goals.
Sure.
And you know, look, it's the SEC, man. Every week is a dogfight, right?
I really appreciate it.
So good luck to you, man. But, yeah, we'll be watching and keeping tabs on you, brother. And
yes, sir.
Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys.
Caleb Banks, man, defensive lineman for Florida. High expectations. I will tell you this, brother. Looks like $1 million, though.
He's got it going on.
He was like, "Look, if I don't get any interviews, they're going to recognize me today.
Right.
I don't even care. They're going to know who I am."
And he's custom-made, head to toe, man. 6'6" with the shoes, too.
Yeah, he looks the part.
But this is the thing. And look, we've said it for years before we got to NIL that we always thought, you know, hey, I want to see guys get some walk-around money. I was, you know, we joke around about, like, when Jim Herrick was at UGA. Remember making us think about wiring a guy $400. You know, it's the new reality. But as he said, you know, it's interesting to get his take. I know for Georgia fans, like, why are you talking to a Gator? Because we're here and he's here. I mean, it's, you know.
Get over
yesterday,
it.
Yesterday, Randy.
Come on.
They had Kirby on. Just lighten up, guys. We're talking to Pelicans. Talked to a guy from Tennessee yesterday. May talk to a person from, I don't know, Oklahoma.
This
later.
Is true.
But at the end of the day, how as a coach do you find a balance between getting that kind of talent? That is a redshirt senior. You know, 6'6", you know, 300-pound dude. You know, obviously playmaker.
He looks the part.
But how do you coach and when this is looming over, to get them in the program, getting to buy in?
Well,
that to me is it's beyond it. It's, you know what it is? You're walking a tightrope while you're spinning plates if you're Kirby Smart.
No, it's true.
Or Billy Napier.
No, it's hard, man. Look, I think this is the part of college coaching that has changed, that every coach, no matter how good you are. Let me tell you guys a secret. All this X's and O's stuff, they all know that. That's not maneuvering college football, okay? They all have that. This is the maneuvering of college football. And if you can't master this part of it, Mike, your program is not going to be any good, man. And I think, like, when I heard Billy Napier talking about Caleb earlier, because he said, hey, I got three players here. And he said, look, Caleb's one of the best defensive linemen in the country. And he talked about the end of the season and how dominant he was and how he his play elevated his guys. He's got NFL aspirations, and I think he's got a good shot to get there. I don't know what round we're talking about, but, you know, again, he's got another season to play here. But to your point about this, this is the difficulty, and this is also why I don't think you're going to have dynasties. This is another reason why. Right. Like
Kirby might be the last back-to-back championship
what we
that
saw
we're going to see.
With Alabama and Saban winning, you know, 6-12 or whatever it was, Mike, you're not going to have that. It's just too hard to maintain. So you're going to get a run. And you can be good. You can be good and in the playoff every year. But this idea, like, we're going to run off 3 in 4 years, I think that's gone.
You know, I mean, as Kirby said, and it's been quoted and requoted, you know, we sell relationships over transactions. Because, you know, right now, I can tell you, there's guys in their cars, as we had the conversation with Caleb, shaking their heads, going, what in the wide, wide world of sports is going on in college football?
Yeah.
But this is, guys, you can't blame the players. This is the NCAA's disaster. We could have taken 1% of the TV money, Carl. Everyone gets a piece of the action. Everybody gets walk-around money. Done. But they blew it, and that's why we're in the wild, wild west. Even now, with the degree of guardrails with the House judge, judgment on the House decision.
And I'm going to say this. I'm going to use this as an example because the guy just hit me up. You're crazy. There will continue to be dynasties in sports. I'm talking specifically about college football. I want you to think about this for a second. And Kirby alluded to this yesterday. You're going to see less firings and more grace than you've ever seen in college football.
You know why?
Because if I fire Kirby Smart, guess what happens to all these players? They gone.
$20 million just walked out the door.
Okay? So for everybody right now who might be, we're on top of the world, this is now what administrators have to realize and really consider. And when you start saying, all right, you know what? I'm going to let this guy go. Great. Not half your team. Most of your team is gone.
Right.
Now you're replacing them, okay? And you're going to say, well, everybody goes in the portal. This isn't Colorado. He replaced everybody in the portal because his team was terrible.
But you every player's get, got the chance to get the one-time
transfer.
But,
Mike, you don't get
out
to the level of the players that Kirby has recruited overnight. That is years of recruiting ones and two classes, top classes. That's my point. That's why you're not going to see. And so when these coaches get fired, these programs are going to fundamentally change because everybody's out.
The one thing I will say, the top 25 is still the top 25 with a few rising and falling. The same schools are there. But the question is, to Carl's point, how do you maintain that level when you know you don't have the depth? You cannot get the depth that gets you to the championship. Georgia didn't have it the last 2 years because of all the things we just talked about with Caleb.
Yeah, and it's not impossible. It just becomes extremely harder to do these kinds of things.
You know who really helps shape the youth of America? A guy who's a builder of football teams and young men who knows it's not about material gains, Carl, but education. It's date aids. Yeah, man, no, man.
All right, guys, as you said, SEC Media Days in full effect, All-Star Weekend festivities all coming to an end last night. So give a big Yeah Man shout-out to Major League Baseball and the city of Atlanta, the Braves, especially what they did with the HBCU Swingman Classic, man. Very good turnout for that event. For everybody that got a chance to attend it, they know how great of an event it was. Saw so many people, so shout-out to them for that. Want to give a Yeah Man shout-out to Blake Stewart of Woodward Academy. He announced his commitment to Clemson over the weekend, and
I got a chance to
attend that. All right, first up, we all love Las Vegas, I think, all of us. Here at this table, even O back in the studio. And of course, NBA Summer League taking place right now out there. But I just couldn't help but wonder the other day when I was watching one of the Hawks matchups, how awesome would it be for Summer League to take place here in Atlanta 1 year? Yeah, man, no, man. NBA should consider rotating Summer League.
Where the players play, Carl. I mean, Vegas has been the destination. That would be interesting. I mean, they talked about moving the Combine out of Indianapolis and make that float. But it seems like Vegas just seems like they get fannies in the seats. In the old days, remember, it was at Thomas and Mack.
Yep.
Now, of course, they got T-Mobile to play. I don't know, man. I mean, I'd like it. I just don't think NBA is going to come off it.
Yeah, I don't either. You give, and I'm not saying that you don't have anything to do here in the A, that's silly, but you give guys that are coming in, the coaching staffs go, right? I'm not saying like Quinn Snyder and his staff, there are different people coaching, but you've got a coaching staff there, you've got family, friends who come out there. I just think you give them an opportunity for that week or so that the teams are out there, something to do. So I don't think – I'm with Mike. I don't think they will come off of it, but I would love to see it. You know, I would love to see it. And now they perfected it. You're playing at two different spots in Vegas. Mm-hmm. They've kind of got the you know –
got a nice little system.
Yeah, they got a system in place, man.
All right. By the way, I looked up – sidebar. I think that looks like the watch he was wearing, right? It's anywhere between $7,000 and $10,000, the Cartier, the Santos, the Cartier watch, oh, large model, automatic movement steel plate, $8,250.
That's great.
I'm aware. You know I'm a watch guy. That's why I said what you when he pointed to his watch, he's like, I already know. Right. I hope he got it on sale.
Right. All right, sticking with the NBA. So, expansion.
Maybe he had a Groupon.
Saying.
Expansion talks are kind of up there or out there when it comes to the NBA. But Adam Silver recently spoke and said, look, you know, we got a lot of research that we got to do before we kind of make this type of decision, you know, for markets and you know, how much interest they would draw from the markets, all this stuff they got to consider, right? But one of the things that was noted was that the Trailblazers, who just were recently sold, apparently there's talk of them, you know, whether or not they would actually leave Portland.
Oh, wow.
If that would create another market.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, no, man. The NBA should do all they can to keep the Trailblazers in Portland.
Yeah. I think when you have the fandom that they do in Portland, there's history to tradition there. I know we've seen other teams leave. Obviously, Seattle left and became Oklahoma City. I think the NBA, and I've said this, the two cities that I think they're looking at, or at least one, is Vegas. Vegas is going to have all four professional sports. A's are going there. They already have hockey and football. That is number one. And it's crazy because Mike and I can tell you for years the NBA would never have thought about going to Vegas.
Right.
But it just makes sense. And then what's the other city that makes sense for the NBA to be in? If you were going to talk about expanding, you don't take Portland and move them. You leave Portland and you go back to Seattle. And you add Seattle and Las Vegas, and they're your two expansion franchises for the NBA, and you leave Portland. And I think that's where ultimately that's what's going to happen, but I can't tell you how soon.
Yeah.
Agree. What he said. Thank
All
you.
All right, last one. Yeah. Let's have some fun. Leaving the house, coming up here, went to take the trash out, saw one of those ant trails, you know.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
And I'm freaking out.
What kind of ants?
They were smaller. They were smaller.
Well, the ones with the wings, the carpenter ants. The ones got the termites.
Yeah. I hate those.
That's the one that gets the wood going.
Oh, I hate them.
All right. Did you play a little Inspector Day-Day and find where the trail led to?
I'm trying to find the trail. Couldn't quite tell exactly where it ended because part of the trail, they kind of go up under where I have some pine straw laid, and then that kind of goes by the trash cans. And, I'm freaking out. Because I'm like, oh, God, did they find a way into the house?
Yeah.
You know, is this where this is going? So, wife comes out and says, oh, no, that was me. I threw some cotton candy in the yard. Anyway, yeah, man, no, man. Seeing an ant trail freaks you out.
Baby, put around that in a trash bag.
Like, no, what, nothing else.
Mike, what do you think? Ants
Two
freak
things.
You out?
Well, see, when I had we were in a condo, it's like, get the raid. Call them. Hey, there's bugs. You call the guy, they'll spray. And HOA takes care of that. When you're a homeowner, completely different thing. Because I got the pool in the backyard, and like they walk around the edge of the pool. I'm like, where are they going? Where's this going to? And so now we got friends of ours, other homeowners. They make this gel stuff, so you just lay this stuff out, and the ants, they eat it, and they carry it back into their little ant home.
How do they eat it?
And then they all die. And they all drop dead.
All right, brother.
Yeah, man. But yeah, but it goes on, man, with the walking Cartier collection right there, man.
Yeah.
But no, it's so there's ways you can do it. Yeah, the carpenter ants. Whenever somebody's digging in the neighborhood and the earth gets overturned, all of a sudden you got critters flying around. So watch out.
Yeah, I don't like them either. I don't like them either. And yeah, the carpenter ants are the ones that and it's like you kill one. Sorry, I have to. And then there's another one, and then I'm like, where is the nest?
Yes.
And one time we had a few years ago, we had those bad storms, and a big oak tree cracked. And it fell. Half the tree fell. They were all inside of this oak tree. And we didn't know because we had to get somebody to come cut the tree down.
Right.
And he was like, oh, my goodness. Man, there were tunnels in the tree. It was the most craziest thing I've ever seen. And you don't realize how strong those damn carpenter ants are. Mm-hmm. They will eat through. And that's what happens. They'll eat through your deck. Deck gets weak. And it's wood. And it collapses. Like I've seen that the stories are endless. But I hate those damn carpenter ants. But yeah.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, man, I'm with you on this. I'm with you. Hey, yeah, man.
All right, man. That's a yeah, man, no, man. SEC Media Days edition. Thanks,
guys. How about
that?
Yeah. How about that? All right, man. We got more to get to.
So, guys, you heard us with the text line. Kirby can't compete in this environment. All right, Georgia fans, we just said a Florida Gator is wearing a $10,000 watch.
Allegedly, now,
We guesstimate the Cartier's value at anywhere between $7,500 and $10,000.
Yes.
And now Georgia fans are going, Kirby, they don't care about the coach and you got to pay them. So people are wigging out now that the Florida Gators have got the – we got to close the watch gap between the dogs and the Gators.
Okay. I mean, look. He did say AMG, though, didn't he?
He's driving a truck and an AMG around Gainesville.
All right, well, we got more. We're coming back. We'll talk about this when we come back, all right? It's Dukes and Bell.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.